Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of U.S. Dual Sports Radio. This podcast is designed to give you updated information on events that are going on across the United States. Whether it's a dual sport, enduro, adventure ride, hair scramble, we're going to try to cover a lot of them, but we won't be able to get all of them in. We're going to tend to stick to dual sport rides, enduro rides, and adventure rides. And then if there's not too many of them going on that weekend, then we will dip into the hair scramble events. As always, you can go to www.usdualsports.com and find all this information and find the information that we don't cover on hair scrambles and enduros. So without further ado, let's talk about our first dual sport event that is going on June 6th and 7th weekend. That's what we're covering. We're going to try to do this a week ahead of time. That way everybody has time to prepare, time to get things together. And if you're attending the event, maybe some last minute information like route changes, if the event might have got canceled due to too much weather, so on and so forth. So the first event for this week is the Show Me 200 Dual Sport that takes place in Bigsby, Missouri. This event is a Saturday and Sunday ride, so Saturday expect about 85 miles, Sunday expect about 55 miles. The event is limited to 100 riders, so as of today, this event is sold out. Sometimes clubs sell it out and then they get notice that guys can't make it, so for me, it is always worth calling the club, giving them a phone call to see if they had somebody back out, and maybe you can fill that spot. And that way the guy that backed out can get their money returned to him and everybody's happy. But anyway, so next year, if you want to do this event and you're in Missouri, then you need to sign up. It looks like it sells out around January time, so keep that in mind on this event. Put on by the Midwest Trail Riders Association, and they do require AMA. Also, this event is more of an enduro-style event, so you're going to want to bring your KTM 450, 500, somewhere around in that range, maybe even smaller. If you're a two-stroke guy, maybe a 300. And also make sure you bring a roll chart holder, however you want to call it, in order to make sure you stay on track. As far as that event goes, that's pretty much it. Just like I said, keep in mind that it does sell out early, so if you're going to plan to do this next year, make sure you set a reminder in order to get signed up by January. The next event that we're going to talk about is in Ohio. It's called Reliability Run. The Reliability Run is put on by the BSA owners of Ohio, and they put on this dual sport event, and it's for both modern day bikes and vintage enduro machines. So if you have a vintage bike and you're wanting to get it out and do a little enduro style dual sport, this is perfect for you. All bikes must be street legal. They must be registered and obviously have a muffler. You're also going to need a route sheet holder for this event. It starts at Cable Creek Campgrounds in Ohio, so camping is available, and expect to ride about 100 miles plus or minus on Saturday. As far as more information on this one, the route's 100 miles and they offer a shortened courses. So if you're having trouble, you're having bike issues, they're going to have basically a back-to-camp type route where once you get back on the road, you can pretty much head back to camp and fix your bike or fix yourself. Or if you're just tired and don't want to continue, then it's perfect for situations like that. And once again, this event takes place June 6th on Saturday. So make sure you bring either your modern-day dual sport bike that is street legal, or even bring your vintage dual sport enduro-style bike that's street legal. If you need more information, go to the website US Dual Sports, or you can go to their site, and on US Dual Sports I have a link to their site, which makes it pretty easy. And also posted is their 2015 flyer, which gives a lot of good information. The next event we're going to talk about is the Dirty Dabbers Dual Sport in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. This event is a two-day event. Expect about 100 miles per day. Bikes need to be street legal enduro style bikes, so make sure you got a good set of knobbies. AMA membership is required. You can sign up at the event, but I always recommend signing up early. It's a lot easier. You can do it online. Just go to AMA's website, put your credit card number in there, and they will get you, you can print out, if I remember correctly, you can print out a temporary card for this event, and then within a couple weeks you'll get your permanent card, but that way you're ready to go. Don't forget your route sheet holder. Make sure you bring one of those so that you can stay on course. For this event, camping is available at $10 for the weekend, and there's plenty of camping, no hookups, so it's basically dry camping style, but there is a hot showers, flush toilets, cell service, and you may have pets and campfires. So keep that in mind if you're wanting to do both days. It might be easier just to take the camper there. But like I said, there will be no electricity or sewer or anything like that. It's pretty much dry camping. As for bikes on this event, you need to make sure your bike is licensed, which means street legal, and insured. As for dinner, they provide a meal on Saturday around 5 o'clock-ish. So once you get back, there'll be a nice meal. It's not always the same meal, so just be flexible as far as the meal goes. They always usually have some sort of ham, sausage, beans, salads, stuff like that, and always a pretty good dessert. As for difficulty and what kind of bike to bring to this event, I would say you need to stick to your enduro, more enduro style, not the KLR 650s. If you're a good rider on the KLR 650, then you could probably get away with it. But it's more designed for DRZ 400. Maybe the Honda XR would be a good bike to bring for this. But like I said, more of the enduro style bikes, unless you're just absolutely good on a KLR, which takes a lot. It's a big bike. One question I tend to get a lot on dual sport events is how far does the bike need to go? On this event, they're saying that it is no farther than 40 miles in between gas stops. So really any two-stroke, any modern-day four-stroke will easily make 40 miles. I've never seen a two-stroke get under 40 miles on a tank. If it is, you've got more issues than you realize, I guess. On Sunday, if you're going to ride, it's 60 miles for the fuel stop. So on a two-stroke, you can make it. If not, ride with a four-stroke buddy that has a big gas tank and borrow some gas from him. Like I said, 40 miles on Saturday and 60 miles on Sunday for the fuel stops. And that's pretty much it for the Dirty Dabbers Dual Sport in Pennsylvania. Like I said, camping available, both adventure, dual sport ride. Fuel stops are 40 to 60 miles. And make sure you bring a street legal bike with a roll chart holder. The last event that we're going to talk about for the June 6th and 7th, 2015, is the Ride for Research Dual Sport and Adventure Ride in Wabena, Wisconsin. This event's put on by the Wisconsin Dual Sport Riders. They also put on an event at the end of September, which is called the Big Woods 200. I have never done the Ride for Research, but I have done the Big Woods 200. It was my first ever dual sport event, and it was a very fun event that was suitable for all types of riders and all types of bikes. Whether you have I had a CRF 230L and did just fine, and I saw guys on KLRs doing just as good as me, if not better. What they normally tend to do is they have one main loop, and then off those loops they have what they call hero section or advanced sections. So if you don't feel comfortable taking your bike in there, then you just don't take it in there. As for dinner Saturday, they always offer a great dinner. When I was there, they had a T-bone steaks. Whether or not they still do that, I'm not sure, but it's always a great meal. I've never heard anything but good things about this club and the events that they put on. A couple things to keep in mind where these events start and stop. There's primitive camping. Maybe you could get a pop-up in there, but I would bring a tent only. They just down the street, about 3 miles, is an Indian resort casino, and that's where we stayed at. It has a hotel, so you can shower there, you can maybe win back some money that you spent on this weekend. It's very nice, very clean hotel, and like I said, it's a casino along with an Indian resort. And if you don't want to ride on the trails, there is a off-road trail or four-wheeler style trail that you can ride from the event straight to the casino. Once again, that's the Ride for Research Dual Sport out of Wabena, Wisconsin. Like I said, bring your dual sporty bike. They will do a tech inspection for sometimes sound, make sure you have a license plate, make sure you have a working headlight and all that. So make sure you bring an enduro style dual sport bike with a good set of knobby tires, and also a roll chart holder is needed. And that brings us to the end of our first episode of US Dual Sports Radio. If you need more information or you have a question about any ride, any event, if you want to put an event on the website, it is totally free. Our goal with this website is to help grow the sport, help get more riders out to each event. So contact me at mark@usdualsports.com and I will get your club's event put up, or if you are trying to start an event and you need help getting the word out, just let me know. Also, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Also, every week we'll be giving away a dirt bike related product on our Facebook. All you have to do is like the post itself and you are eligible. I'm going to put the names in automatic software that picks a random entry and you will have a chance to win. If you have any suggestions about this show, what you would like to hear more of, less of, how things could get better, please send me your email suggestions. Once again, mark@usdualsports.com. And also, if you want to support US Dual Sports and you don't want to spend any money, which is always great for everybody, if you shop at Amazon.com or your wife shops at Amazon.com or your husband shops at Amazon.com, just click the Amazon button on our side of our website before you go to Amazon to purchase something, and we get a small cut of those proceeds. Once again, we appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. Hope this podcast gets better every week as I get more comfortable speaking to everyone and I find out more information on each event through you guys, clubs, and of course the internet. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. Have a good day.